Reviewing and revising the forecast. It is important to avoid falling into the trap of using the same forecast methods across all products. This can lead to erratic and unreliable information. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines forecast management as follows: the process of making, checking, correcting, and using forecasts. It also includes determination of the forecast horizon. One method of forecast management, pioneered by Bernard Smith, is focus forecasting, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a system that allows the user to simulate the effectiveness of numerous forecasting techniques, enabling selection of the most effective one. Forecast and error analysis can reveal when bias is present and needs to be corrected, as well as the impact this is having on production schedules or inventory levels. Bias at a make-to-stock organization will result in either increasing or decreasing inventory levels. Analysis can show the differences between exceptional events and changes in a trend, especially if good notes were kept as the data were being collected. When exceptional or one-time events affect the demand data, the data can be adjusted to be more in line with demand trends when preparing the next forecast. Exceptional events might include a customer stockpiling product based on an anticipated strike, customer plant shutdowns or equipment failures, or severe weather keeping customers at home. Outliers such as these need to be recorded in the forecast note so that they can be differentiated from potential changes in a trend. Changes in a trend may also initially appear to be spikes or dips in the data. However, over time, the results will continue. Such changes might be caused by the acquisition or loss of a major customer, entering a new market, or a shift in a product's life cycle to a new phase. It is important to regularly ask whether a change is likely to be a new trend or an anomaly and to initiate any needed course corrections. Contingency plans and safety stock can be used to help mitigate some forecasting issues. Finding ways to use less forecasting can also help. Contingency planning and safety stock. If there is an indication that a forecast has a high likelihood of being inaccurate, an organization may choose to devise a contingency plan to handle extra demand. Part of the contingency plan may involve setting safety stock to buffer against variations in supply. Once you know how likely it is for a forecast to be off by a particular number of units in the stockout direction, you can calculate how many units to hold so that there will be no stockouts a certain percentage of the time. This percentage is called the customer service level. The cost of holding that much inventory can be calculated, and management can decide whether the cost is worth the benefits. There are safety factor tables that pre-calculate various customer service levels against mean absolute deviations. You would select a given customer service level and then multiply the number of units by the safety factor to determine how many units of safety stock to hold, moving toward less need for forecasting. A fundamental difference between lean and conventional manufacturing planning and control is between pulling materials through the system based on a demand signal and pushing them forward based on forecasts of demand. Some manufacturing environments need to forecast less than others. For example, a make-to-stock environment relies on forecasting supply, production, and distribution, while an assemble-to-order environment relies on forecasting for supply and component production, but from that point uses actual orders for assembly. The point where push becomes pull is then wherever actual orders, rather than forecasts, dictate activity. A basic premise of supply chain management is to move this point as far upstream as possible. The reason organizations want to forecast less and rely on actual orders more is primarily that forecasts are unreliable in comparison to actual orders. The reason most organizations or supply chains cannot eliminate forecasting altogether is that the required lead time, based on customer expectations, might be shorter than the lead times needed to order, receive, produce, and deliver. Supply-side solutions include finding ways to shorten lead time, developing manufacturing flexibility, or using methods that rely less on forecasts such as demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP. From a demand management perspective, this might take the form of closer collaboration with upstream suppliers and downstream customers so that each upstream partner gets end customer demand information directly immediately. Supply chain participants might even engage in collaborative planning and forecasting. A key benefit of communicating demand rather than just orders is that you can see why the orders are what they are, for example, to stockpile in advance of a plant shutdown versus a trend of higher sales. and this helps eliminate the bullwhip effect where variability in orders, both high and low, is magnified at each upstream supply chain node.